Good morning, it's 6:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Todd Frazier drove in 3 runs and Zach Wheeler scattered 7 hits over 7 innings as the Mets downed the Diamondbacks for the second straight night 3-2. Justin Wilson picked up a 4-out save to help New York bolster its slim playoff hopes. The Dodgers are the first Major League team to wrap up a postseason berth this season, taking the National League West title with a 7-3 victory at Baltimore. Also yesterday, the Tigers avoided their 101st loss by beating the American League East-leading Yankees 12-11. The Blue Jays defeated the Red Sox 4-3. The Phillies beat the Braves 6-5. And the Twins shut out the Nationals 5-0. In MLB news, outfielder Mike Tauchman has become the Yankees' 30th player on the injured list this year. The 28-year-old strained his left calf Sunday and is expected to miss the rest of the season. In NFL news, newly acquired Patriots wide receiver Antonio Brown has been accused of rape by a former trainer. Brittany Taylor says Brown sexually assaulted her on 3 occasions, according to a lawsuit filed yesterday in the Southern District of Florida. Brown has denied the allegations. The Patriots say the NFL will launch an investigation. And the Jets have picked up wide receiver Demaryius Thomas from the Patriots for a 2021 sixth-round draft pick. The Jets have also signed Sam Ficken to try to solve their ongoing kicking woes. And Jets defensive lineman Nathan Shepard has received a 6-game suspension from the NFL for violating the league's policy on performance enhancers. In NHL news, Devils center Pavel Zacha has signed a 3-year, $6.75 million contract just days before he's scheduled to report to training camp. The 22-year-old scored a career-high 13 goals in 61 games last season before becoming a free agent in July. I'm Jesse King.